drove her. I didn't steal her. To be honest, I had little or nothing to do with it. I merely said hello and, well, things happened so quickly. The two of us were just swept away. Yeah, and I've been swept away into the garbage heap. Son, I know how you must feel, but try to remember that in the game of life, those who finish last are almost as important as those who finish first. The only difference is that if you finish last, you're a loser.
Yeah, but she gave me the sweetest smile I ever saw.
She was probably studying your bones and thought they looked funny. He wiped a tear from his eye.
What's wrong with my bones?
Do you want the truth? Your bones are bony. He started sniffling again.
You never told me that before.
Well, you never asked, but it's very plain to see. You have the boniest bones I've ever seen. And I guess Sardina thought so too. That's why she smiled. I'm sorry, but there you are.
I can't take any more of this. First it was the stubbed tail, and now this.
He blubbered and boo-hooed some more, then dried his eyes.
What kind of name is that?
Bony is not a name. It's a destructive adjective.
What?
I said it's a destructive adjective. Bony describes the boniness of a bone.
No, I mean Sardina.
Oh. Yes, it's an odd name, and I even told her so.
It sounds like sardines.
Well, she comes from a coastal city, somewhere down south. What's the capital of Texas?
Oklahoma?
No, Boston, that's it. She's from Boston.
I thought Boston was the capital of Macaroosis.
Mackerels or sardines, they're all fish, Drover, and that's my whole point. Apparently, the lady is fond of fish.
Yeah, but you said she hates lobsters.
I stuck my nose in his face. Lobsters are not fish. They have pinchers.
Dentures?
What?
You said that lobsters wear false teeth.
I did not say that lobsters wear false teeth. I said that dentures have pinchers, and furthermore... I blinked my eyes and glanced around. Why are we discussing lobsters?
I don't know. I'm all confused.
I marched a few steps away and took a big gulp of fresh air. Suddenly, I noticed that my stomach was growling. Drover, have you ever developed a craving for sardines?
Well, I ate a can of them once.
Yes? How were they?
Well, they tasted like fish, only more so.
I see, yes. Well, this is very odd. All at once, I feel this irrational craving for sardines.
I'll be darned. You know, I'm kind of hungry for mackerel.
Amazing. But why would two dogs in the Texas panhandle be sitting around thinking about fish? For 5 long minutes, each of us was alone with his private thoughts. Then I heaved a sigh and returned to my companion. Drover, I think it would be best if we kept this conversation to ourselves.
Yeah, and I can't even remember what we were talking about.
I sat down beside him.
Me neither.
And that worries me. I'm sure that we were discussing something important, but somehow we ended up talking about fish. A tiny light of recognition flashed in Drover's eyes.
Wait, I almost forgot. I saw Pete down at the house. He said something you'll want to hear.
I heaved a sigh. Very well, let's hear it and get it over with.
He said, let me see if I can remember. I want to get it just right. He said, I think he said,
Drover, hurry up.
Here we go. He said, tell Hanky the weather's just perfect in my iris patch. That's exactly what he said. Oh, and then he stuck out his tongue.
Those words went through me like a wooden nickel. The little sneak stuck out his tongue?
Yep, he sure did. I saw it myself.
One more question, Drover, and this could be crucial to the investigation. Did you feel that he intended the stuck-out tongue for you or for someone else? Drover rolled his eyes around.
Well, now that you mention it,